95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is out today, so we have Andy Schoen filling in. Mr. Andy Schoen.
Is this where I say hi?
This is where you say hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Andy's the guy who hired me at the radio station in Los Angeles.
That's right. And I sat
and
in the studio. And Sluggo.
Uh-huh.
I sat in the studio with you when you tried to pull in your first listener. And it feels like you're kind of doing the same thing again now,
yeah, really
all these
does.
Years later, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. Well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to
be
here.
We were chatting yesterday. We were just texting yesterday. And I was like, Sluggo's off on Wednesday. You want to... come in?
Just come on in.
And
it was actually really...
Are you serious? And I was like, yeah.
It was extra easy to get in here. I was surprised.
It was too easy.
I thought I'd get into the queue and maybe I'd get in the fall or something.
No.
You know, but I hear I am less than 24 hours later. I'm right here.
That is not how we work here, as you know.
Well, thanks for the VIP Express treatment here, Kevin.
Coming up today on the show, the top three favorite Star Wars characters, because it is May the 4th. So it's May the 4th be with you. Your top three favorite characters we're going to talk about in a second. Also, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We can Andy tell some has stories. A lot of knowledge about that.
Yeah.
Andy knows a lot of the people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the person who runs it.
And I'll tell you my favorite Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony brush with greatness.
All right.
And I'll just tease that it was with a Beatle.
Okay. Wow.
And that's coming up.
I'm guessing it wasn't How's John. That?
It was not. And it was not Ringo.
Fears about death on the program today. And your Star Wars impressions, which are my favorite thing in the world, because people do really bad Star Wars impressions. They try, they want to, they give it their best, and it's just, it's not great.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Andy Schoen, our friend, is filling in for Sluggo today, who's out just for the day.
You know what they call those guys?
What?
The men with the big stingers.
Scorpions?
Scorpions, yeah.
Do they?
I remember that one from when I was a rock DJ. I've got a million
of them. That's
how
you refer to them?
I've got a million of them, Kevin.
It is, it's May 4th. So it's May the 4th be with you. And so it's a big Star Wars geek day.
Yeah.
So I posted my top three Star Wars characters on Twitter. And I threatened I would fight everyone.
Yeah.
If they disagreed
with me. I have to pull that up.
I'll read it to you.
Okay.
My top three Star Wars characters are Luke Skywalker, number three.
Okay.
Going from low to high.
Okay.
Number two, Yoda.
Right.
And number one, what would your guess be? My favorite Star Wars character.
Knowing you, I'm going to say Princess Leia.
Wow, that hurt.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Okay, yeah.
Darth Vader.
Okay. That was my second choice.
Princess Leia.
Do you know what my number one is?
What?
Chewbacca.
Is that true?
My dog, Eloise, looks just like Chewbacca. But also, if you go on my Instagram, I just posted a photo yesterday. I was walking by our dog, and at a certain second, she looked at me, and I thought, you look exactly like Cap'n Crunch. And she does. Check it out.
What does that have to do with Yoda?
Well, I'm saying Chewbacca.
Oh, my Chewbacca.
Dog looks
I'm sorry.
Like Chewbacca.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
She also looks like Cap'n Crunch.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, so we're taking your calls at 818-955-KLOS, your top three characters. And don't come in with any of this weak crap from 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't come in with lame...
Are you going from all time?
Or I'm going all time. I'm going all time, but I'm guessing 4, 5, and 6 is going to be the main, you know...
Yeah, probably.
Will be the main characters that we'll draw from. But your top three... That's what we're looking for.
Give us a call.
955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Listen, I was supposed to give out a word so that you could text it and win $2,000 today, and I can't find the Cachosaurus Rex stuff and all that. So I'm just going to give you the word. The word is spring. You text that word to 68683. That's spring to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rate supply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck. Andy Schoen is sitting in for Sluggo today.
I was going to say, I'm not Sluggo.
You are
I
not
know
even
Sluggo.
Close. You do know Sluggo him. Well. Yes. You have the top 10.
Yes.
Where's this list from? Because it's May the 4th, so it's May the 4th be with you.
This is updated from Rolling Stone magazine recently.
Okay.
Should we work backwards from 10,
from 10
to 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what they
I'm
say.
I'm new at this, or I'm old at this. Okay. Number 10, BB-8.
Okay.
Number 9, Obi-Wan Kenobi. All right.
I can see that.
That's legit.
I can see that.
Number 8, R2-D2.
Oh, see, number 8, that's pretty far down there from what?
Number 7, Rey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay. Luke Skywalker is at number six.
I'm surprised he's not higher. Okay.
Yeah, that's, Princess Leia number five. I guess that's top five material.
Sure.
Yoda number four. Okay. Your favorite. Your second favorite.
That's my second favorite.
Boba Fett number three.
See, I think Boba Fett's overrated just because of the Disney series. It's a great series.
Yeah, I'm not.
But in all of the Star Wars world, it seems like that's lame.
Yeah, I think everything else so far you could vote for.
Of course.
Yeah. Darth Vader number two. And number one,
Leia.
No, she was number.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
Are you here?
I'm not listening.
Okay. Han Solo, number one.
Han Solo, of course. That's a good number one. Of course. All right, let's go to your phones. 818-955-KLOS, your top three Star Wars characters.
Hello.
Oh, awesome. Well, number three will be Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
Number two, Han Solo.
Okay.
And number one, of course, Chewbacca, baby.
I'm sorry, let's hear the impression again.
We have a winner.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Is there anything we're giving away? Or we just
not right now.
I'm just going to say we have a winner.
You can say that every call if you'd like, but we're not giving anything away right this second. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Sluggo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. We're talking about the top three Star Wars characters. What are yours?
Yes, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Lando Calrissian.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also R2-D2.
Wow, that's a crazy top three that doesn't involve Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader,
and just a bunch of computer parts.
Yeah. Wow, that's your top three?
Yes.
All right, we're going to have to deny you. I'm sorry.
Are we keeping track? I should be writing this down.
We're not, but we should.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. Sure.
Okay, I'll try
and
keep score.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'd like to make a birthday request.
Okay. What would you like to hear?
Today is my birthday, and I would like to hear, how's it go?
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Beetle?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who's this?
This is Vivian.
That's my favorite Star Wars character also.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Your favorite Star Wars characters, top three?
Top three, okay. Number three, R2-D2.
All right. Barely. Go ahead.
No, because he's like no snitch, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two, you're not going to agree, but Padme from the prequels.
Listen, I love Padme, but only because I find her incredibly attractive.
Yeah.
Is that a bad? Yeah.
No,
is that a bad reason?
For that.
Okay,
you can vote for that.
Okay, so Padme. Wow. Okay, and number one.
And then number one, I will definitely 100% agree. Darth Vader.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because I was going to have to hang up
Darth
on
Vader.
You.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling. 818-955 KLOS is the phone number for your top three Star Wars characters. Sluggo's out today, so Andy Schoen, our old friend, is sitting in for him.
Thanks for having me today, Kevin.
It is May the 4th. Be with you. So we're talking about your top three Star Wars characters. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'd like to say Yoda.
Okay,
he's coming in on CB radio.
Yoda number three, go ahead.
And then I would like to have the Chewbacca guy.
Okay. What was your impression of Chewbacca? Yeah, that's great. That's perfect.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what was your number one?
Well, I'm sorry. I was talking with Ken, and I'm sorry I missed Sluggo.
Is that Yoda?
I think.
Yoda! Yeah, Yoda number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
That's great. It's a terrible impression.
I miss Sluggo, too.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there.
Hi there. Top three Star Wars characters.
How's it going?
Yeah. Good, thank you.
Yeah, top three Star Wars characters. Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is what I was trying to reference, my bad.
Okay.
As number three. Number two, Luke Skywalker, especially when he has the green lightsaber.
Sure.
Green's my favorite color, so there you go.
Okay.
And, of course, number one, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough to argue with.
Dark Horse is it.
That's tough to argue with. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Nicole Vasquez. It's Nicole Vasquez.
Hi, Nicole.
To you guys. Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
I want to give you my Star Wars 3 because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
All right, top three.
Han Solo.
All right.
Vader,
okay.
And Yoda.
Okay.
See, you're smart.
I think we have a pretty consistent top three going.
Anybody that agrees with me, I consider smart. That's how I do it.
Nicole, say hi to Brian.
Hi, Brian.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, did I win some?
No.
Darn it.
But thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. Seems like we're pretty much in agreement. Han Solo was not in my top three, but could easily be.
Do you know what I'm noticing?
What?
Very little Luke Skywalker.
That's true.
Very little.
That is true. That's because this audience is dark.
Yeah.
That's why. They're drawn to the dark side. That's why they listen to this radio station. KLOS, hello.
Hey, my top three, kind of everyone already said it. Number one, can I go number one
sure,
first?
Sure.
All right, well, Han Solo, everyone agrees, right? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Number two, Boba Fett, but before you saw his face.
Okay.
That drives me nuts. And number three, I got to say that stormtrooper that hits his head on the door in the first movie. Yeah. Because I can relate, man. I was in the reserves, and that was pretty much me.
You and me both, as I have a giant head, and I'm relatively tall, and I hit it on everything. So I will accept that as number one. Well done.
All right, you got it.
Thanks for calling. Guys. Bye now.
Bye. I can't tell you their names, but their initials are ACDC on 95.5 KLOS, Los Angeles, Southern California's rock station.
That's Andy Schoen. He said he's wanted to do that his whole life.
Since high school.
Is that right?
I mean, on KLOS, come on. Come on.
Andy is filling in for Sluggo today. It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. The Black Crowes 1972 is the thing that's happening tonight, live from the Whiskey A Go-Go. They are going to perform music from their highly anticipated new Amazon original EP, 1972. It's a tribute to the catalogs of the legendary recording artists, including the Rolling Stones, T-Rex, David Bowie, Little Feat, Rod Stewart and the Temptations. There's a special concert tonight with tickets at
the door. On. That's going on tonight?
Yes, tonight at the Whiskey.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yes, at the Whiskey. A special concert tonight with tickets at the door, only $19.72, cash only. One ticket per person.
Wow.
Lineup starts at 3 p.m. with doors at 6 p.m. and show at 7 p.m. sharp.
I feel like we buried the lead. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. That's a big show.
Yeah, I was supposed to mention that, and then I didn't.
And these big shows in those small venues the Whiskey, the Whiskey, the Roxy, when those come along, this is a special one.
Yes, $19.72, cash only, one ticket per person. Lineup's already started an hour ago, and doors open at 6, and the show is at 7
o'clock. I've only got Venmo. Sorry.
It will not work.
No.
You need cash.
Just cash?
Yeah. Let's talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, shall we?
Yes.
Because the new inductees have been announced, and there are not a lot of surprises here, except for I do have a strange question about Rob Halford.
Yeah. They're in, but not in.
That's a strange thing. Okay, so Dolly Parton's in.
Right.
Even though she said she sort of didn't feel like she deserved it.
You know what's kind of cool? That she said she didn't feel like she deserved it and she's not a rock star and plenty of people are deserving. But then they said, but everybody voted for you. And she said, well, I'll accept then.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Eminem is in on his first attempt. Lionel Richie is in. Carly Simon made it. The Eurythmics made it. Duran Duran is in. And Pat Benatar.
And you know who's not in? Night Ranger.
That's true. I didn't know that was in question. Tell them your Pat Benatar story from working at MTV.
Oh, yeah. So almost everybody knows the first song ever on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Mm-hmm.
But almost nobody knows the second song that ever played on MTV was You Better Run from Pat Benatar.
No kidding.
Yeah. Being inducted with her husband. It may be the first husband and wife induction.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's her longtime guitar player.
All right, I think you know this. I don't. The honorees voted on by more than 1,000 artists, historians, and music industry professionals. What does that mean? Who's voting?
Well, you're invited by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be in a panel that votes. And
is it mostly artists?
It's artists. It's people in the industry, people who work in the record business.
Are you one of them?
I am not, surprisingly. Only I say that because my good friend John Sykes is the chairman,
right?
You know, a former boss of both of us.
Yes, sure.
Me a couple times.
And he's like, nope, you're not getting it.
I guess it must be something. You must have something on me, yeah.
Eminem becomes the 10th hip-hop act to be inducted, making the cut on his first ballot. And then let's talk about, here are the people that were passed over this year that were also nominated. Kate Bush, Devo, Fela Kuti, MC5, New York Dolls, Rage Against the Machine, and Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, I understand Dionne Warwick. Rage Against the Machine would get my vote.
Agreed.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, that's my favorite band of all time, so of course this is a slight, this is a personal slight.
And Dionne Warwick is in the top three for you, too. You were telling me during the ACDC.
That is not true. Okay, so Judas Priest, help me understand this.
Yeah.
Judas Priest was on the ballot, but will instead be inducted in the non-performer category for musical excellence.
With Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
What is the non-performer category for musical excellence?
I'm not sure. I was trying to do some homework on that. I think they're in, but not in. I'm not sure why, because they are performers, and they're great.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's
a
non-performer category.
Yeah.
For musical excellence. Do they have something for songwriters?
No.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of
no.
Fame?
No.
So it
this
can't
is something
be that.
I'm not familiar with. No.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's super weird.
I'll try and find out before the end of the show today, Kevin. How's
right.
that? We'll
that
make
would
a couple
great.
Phone calls.
That
let me,
would be great.
Let
Please
me get
do.
A man on it, can
the
I?
The 37th annual induction ceremony will be held on November 5th at Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles.
First time in L.A. in a long time.
And then we'll air at a later date on HBO and SiriusXM.
It's been in Cleveland for the last several years.
Yep.
Where
and they're going to
the
do it this year here.
Yeah.
November 5th. Tell us about your star sighting,
okay.
if you will. And then we're going to open up the phones for... A strange phone topic.
I was telling Kevin that one of my favorite moments, my brush with greatness at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony several years ago in New York with Paul McCartney. He was being nominated and then inducted as a solo artist mm-hmm. after he had been inducted as a Beatle.
Right.
And at some point in the evening, I went into the men's room and I look over and Paul McCartney is at the urinal next to me. And he looked over at me and he said, "You've got a story to tell, mate." He said, "You just peed with a Beatle."
What a weird life he has that everything yeah. someone does with him is a pretty yeah. cool story.
Yeah. I could turn it into an NFT if it were today.
My celebrity peeing with yeah. story, and then I think we're going to take your calls.
Yes.
At 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
Celebrity peeing stories. I peed in the stall next to the great Vin Scully.
There you go. That's a big one.
Did you say anything to Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I acknowledged
okay,
it.
Okay, but
and
he started.
Met him before. We knew each other.
Okay, so yeah. he started the conversation.
Yeah, he
so
started
So I
it.
Was standing next to Vin Scully, and there were two parts of me that were arguing. One part was, shut the F up. Just don't say anything. Don't be an right. ass and don't say it. And the other part of me is, what should I say?
Right.
And I ended up saying, should be a good game tonight, huh? Kind of like that. And he went, yeah, you know, in Vin Scully style,
yeah.
talked to me, and he left, and I felt like a complete ass. I just wanted to beat myself up.
So what's your stream with greatness?
Right.
Who have you peed with? We'd like to know.
818-955-KLOS. Who have you peed next to?
Operators standing by.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Andy Schoen is filling in for Sluggo today.
And hello.
We've got some tickets for the Black Crowes that are playing tonight at the Whiskey in just a few minutes. So keep listening for that. We stumbled upon a story, a topic. While we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Andy told a story of peeing next to Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And that brought up my story of peeing next to Vin Scully.
Right. And that became Streaming with Greatness.
The topic, Streaming with Greatness.
Who have you streamed with?
You have a story like that?
I said you're talking about who you're peeing next to.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Your celebrity stream story.
Yeah. This I don't even know how many years ago this was, but it was at the Blades of Glory film premiere.
The Will Ferrell movie, yes.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. No, he hung up. Oh.
No. I guess
shame.
He was going to tell us that he probably had a stream of greatness with Will Ferrell, maybe.
You would think that would happen.
I think that's something to fill in the blank.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about the celebrity stream stories.
I was at the Forum, Akeem Olajuwon.
Akeem
okay.
Olajuwon?
Yep.
Isn't he 7 foot three?
Well, yeah, 6'11", 7'1". He never wanted to be known as a 7-footer, but yeah, he is. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So he probably used that lower urinal then, right?
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've got a stream story.
You streamed next to greatness.
I was at a bus stop or a car stop driving up to NorCal up in Bakersfield.
Right.
And sure enough, I look over my side and there's Kerry King from Slayer.
No kidding. Did you say anything?
Yes, sir. I was a little teenager. I was so nervous. I was just like, are you Kerry King?
Oh, man.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, and then you hated yourself for speaking, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yep, I know I did too. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi there. My
Hi.
Name is Jeff,
Hi.
And I've got a story.
All right.
Okay, lay it on us.
So I was in Vegas playing blackjack one time at the Venetian,
mm-hmm.
and Paul McCartney was playing at the MGM the next night.
Right.
So I'm sitting there playing, this guy next to me goes, "Hey, look, there's Ozzy." And this guy comes walking by, and I said, "Man, if that's not him, it's a sure dead ringer." So about 10 minutes later, I got up to go into the bathroom, and there he was in the restroom. And I said, "I'm still not thinking it was him." I said, "Hey, Ozzy, I love this Black Sabbath." He said, "I thank you, mate." So then the next night when we were sitting there about getting ready for Paul McCartney's show to come on, the crowd started chanting, Ozzy, Ozzy. And I looked up, and he comes walking by the road right where I'm standing at, and everybody's, like, chanting, and he goes, sits ringside. I said, damn, that was him.
Please tell me he peed on you. No? Okay.
No. I thought he was going to go for, I thought he was going to best my Paul McCartney
yep.
peeing story.
He no. didn't? No. You peed, yeah. you peed next to Paul McCartney is pretty strong.
Yep.
And Vin Scully,
yep.
I mean, so far we're doing yep. pretty well.
I agree.
The stream of greatness, streaming next to greatness,
we're
I guess.
We're providing
we
a new
say.
Streaming service.
818-955.
Streaming is the future.
KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is out today. Andy Schoen is filling in. He's the guy who hired both Sluggo and I in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Many years ago.
We were talking, I forget how it came up, but we were talking about, oh, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
We were talking about you standing in the urinal next to
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
And he told me, don't you have a story now? You peed with a beetle. Porcelain greatness. Streams of greatness.
My greatest.
Today on KLOS.
My greatest stream of greatness was Vin Scully. Peed next to Vin Scully. And of
yep.
course, I had to say something because I'm a effing idiot. I just felt so stupid. Hey, what do you think's gonna happen in the game today? Just because
you
he
didn't
was
bust
Vin
into
Scully.
A Farmer John commercial
no,
or something.
I'm just yeah. an idiot. I was very upset with myself. So you streamed next to greatness, KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, I was golfing at Griffith Park, and then walks in the urinal next to me is OJ Simpson.
Oh wow.
Wow, you're lucky to be alive.
That's infamous streaming.
Yeah. Yes it is.
Made it out.
Made it out alive. Are you blonde?
No, thank God.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Kelly. How you doing?
Good, Kelly. You streamed Next to Greatness?
Okay, so I'm in a nightclub in Manhattan about 25 years ago, wandering around. It's called The Tunnel. You guys ever hear of it?
I have been there.
On the West End.
I have been to the tunnel.
Sure.
Go ahead.
All right, so you got all those rooms on the side, and you wander around the back, and there's that gate that
yep.
goes back into the tunnel.
Yep.
And I'm just wandering around my own business, and I bump into this guy, and I turn around, and it's Eddie Murphy. And I look up, and all of his bouncers are looking at me like, how the heck did you get here?
Right.
And then there's a line of girls waiting to talk to him. And all I could think of to say was, you're Eddie Murphy. You're great.
No, why can't you just be quiet when you need to be quiet? That's just a thing that doesn't happen yeah. for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tunnel was the first place that I ever went where there was male and female restrooms were together. It was
yeah.
just one group, and guys would be peeing in a urinal and holding hands with this girl. I was like, I don't know that I'd want to hold hands with somebody at that point, necessarily.
No need for formality.
All right, listen, there is a huge thing going on tonight at the Whiskey, and we're going to give away two tickets to it to see the Black Crowes. Tonight from the Whiskey A Go-Go, they're performing music from their highly anticipated new Amazon original EP, 1972, a tribute to the 50th anniversary of some of the best rock and roll from the catalogs of legendary recording artists.
But not all the great stuff from 72, right? Because
no.
Harvest from Neil Young came out in 72.
No, just some of them.
Okay.
You have a list of
Let's
some of them?
Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
I don't think he's doing that. No.
You know what they are doing?
What?
Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Well, they did that last night on Kimmel.
Okay.
Yeah.
You Wear It Well from Rod Stewart.
Okay.
Rocks Off by the Rolling Stones.
All right.
And more.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay.
So that is tonight at yeah. the Whiskey. If you can't go tonight, don't call.
Kevin, I don't mean to be critical, but
yeah.
you are underselling this. This is a huge event.
This is a huge event.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
If you can't go tonight, don't call. But if you can make it to the Whiskey, it starts at 7 o'clock. People have already been lining up at 3. You can only buy one ticket cash for $19.72.
Okay.
And doors open at 6, and the show starts at 7 p.m. sharp.
This is the biggest show in a very long time.
This is a very big deal. So Black Crowes at the Whiskey. If you can go, 818-955-KLOS, we will take caller 13. Good luck.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, that song, if that isn't just a quintessential Southern California KLOS song of all time.
Yeah, agreed.
Van Halen, come on, Jamie's Crying.
Jamie's Crying.
Grew up with it. Feels like high school.
95.5 KLOS, yeah. Southern California's yeah. rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Andy Schoen is filling in for
Sluggo.
I can't
believe you're on KLOS right now.
I know.
I mean, seriously, it's not lost on me. I'm not taking it for granted.
I was talking to Sluggo yesterday
yeah.
about he was taking today off, and I was
yeah.
like, oh, well, I wonder if I'll do it with somebody else. And then you texted me, and I was like, well, hey, you want to just come in and do it?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm honored to be here.
Then you
really
said,
am.
Are you serious? And I was
yeah.
like, yeah, are you serious? Yeah.
I'm
are
really
serious?
Honored to be here.
We have tickets for Rob Zombie and Mudvayne Freaks on Parade Tour, and we're going to give them away for the best, and I love doing this. I don't know why, because most of the time, the impressions are awful.
Yeah.
Star Wars impressions.
Yeah.
because it's May the 4th.
Do you have one?
I've never tried it before.
What would you try?
My favorite character is Darth Vader. I can't do that. Yeah. But I'll
do that one.
You'll try it?
Have you ever tried it?
All right. I'm going to try Yoda.
All right.
I've never tried it before. I've only done one impression that I'm known for.
Okay. What's that?
And that is, now I can't even remember his name. The little alien that came down, the little cartoon alien that came down with real people.
Oh. Oh, I mean the Bugs Bunny one?
Sitcom. No, oh, it's no, a no, sitcom okay. In like the 80s.
Not a Earthling. No.
Here's no problem. That's the impression. Okay. I don't know what the character's name is.
So you're going to do this after the break or do it right now?
Oh, no, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
So what's Yoda. There is no... What does he say? There is no try? There is no try. There is only do.
That's pretty good.
That's not
No, I mean, awful. Being honest, that's not terrible. That's not terrible. It's not.
That's okay. What I'm going for. It's just not all terrible. Right. All right. So you're going to do Darth.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take some calls. 818-955-KLOS. Your best impression of a Star Wars character. And don't tell us who it is. We need to be able to guess.
See if you can guess who this is.
Okay.
I am your father. I've changed your diaper.
I don't think he says I've changed your diaper.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he says
I may have ad-libbed that part.
That would be Darth Vader, my favorite.
You got it.
Yes.
You win.
So, no,
congratulations.
I don't win.
You got Rob Zombie tickets.
So we have Rob Zombie and Mudvayne Freaks on Parade Tour give away to the best Star Wars impression because it is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. So your best Star Wars impression, 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Let's hear him.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is off today. Andy Schoen is filling in for him.
Hello.
We have the word of the day for you to call, the word for this hour for Cassiosaurus Rex in just a second. First, we are offering Rob Zombie and Mudvayne Freaks on Parade Tour tickets for the best Star Wars impression because it is May the 4th. So we're looking for Star Wars impressions. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and not Sluggo.
Yes.
That's right. Definitely not.
What's your best Star Wars impression?
Luke, I am your father.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. It's an impression.
Yeah.
Do you know technically that he never says Luke in that quote?
No, because I never watched the show.
Well, it's funny because Kevin also said he didn't say I changed your diaper either.
He didn't.
But, you know.
Listen, I'm pretty sure of that.
You are a Star Wars expert.
No way. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I can do Chewbacca.
All right, Chewbacca, let's hear it.
I have to say that was pretty good.
I have to say that wasn't very good.
I think I disagree.
I think we'll get a better one. All right, hold on.
Okay.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello
you there. Have a Star Wars impression for us?
Obi-Wan did not tell you. Luke, I am your father.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. I almost felt like I had some reverb on it, too.
Although, again, he didn't say Luke. But listen, hold on, okay?
I like that one.
Sure.
That's pretty good. Wow. That was excellent. Way better than yours. I like the sound quality.
I'll take that.
KLOS, hello.
I wasn't trying for the tickets, Kevin.
Okay.
I like Rob Zombie, though.
Hello.
Hi there. Your best Star Wars impression. Nope. Nope, I'm sorry.
Is that a phone call ringing? An old-fashioned telephone?
That's the worst Chewbacca ever. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number for your Star Wars impression.
95.5 KLOS, the Kevin and Sluggo show, and I am not Sluggo.
I'm Andy Schoen.
That's right.
And we are talking because it's the it's May 4th. It's May the 4th be with you. So we're talking about Star Wars impressions. And if we're going to ask you to do them, I mean, we should probably do our own.
All right.
So Andy does Darth Vader.
Okay, here we go. Shall I?
Yeah.
I am your father. Join me. And together we will rule the universe.
It's not bad. That's better than last time.
Okay, well. I didn't do the diaper part this time.
Right. All right. This is my Yoda.
And Kevin is going to be Yoda. Take it away.
There is no do. There is only try.
I think that's good.
No,
you could also do Kermit the Frog, I think, too, without too much trouble.
That's true. All right, KLOS, we're looking for Star Wars impressions. You have one?
Go right to it.
I'm sorry, what? Are you still there?
No,
you hung up.
Okay.
What do you think that was supposed to be? KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got Jabba the Hutt.
All right, let's hear it.
Lay it on us.
Picha chaka buno atwipi solo.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That isn't bad. You hold on, okay?
Sweet.
KLOS, hello.
All right. Luke,
Not bad.
No, that's pretty good.
It's not a bad Yoda.
That's pretty good.
Don't go away. All right, let's KLOS. Hello.
Here's an impression of Carrie Fisher stubbing her toe.
So this is Bobcat Goldthwait doing an impression of Carrie Fisher stubbing her toe.
All right. Well, I did it, you know, while you were talking.
Sorry.
And now I'm going to do an impression of Harrison Ford swallowing a hairball. And now, now I'm going to do an impression of Chewbacca giving Harrison Ford that very same hairball. And since there's no vocalization, he just gives it to him. There it is.
Okay. Well, Jimmy Stewart, for those of you following along, I think we also had Homer Simpson mixed in there. That's a mega mix.
Well, thank you for the commentary, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was good.
As well.
All right.
818-955-KLOS. Your impressions from Star Wars. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is out today, so Andy Schoen is sitting in with me.
Hey there.
My old boss from a long, long, long time ago.
Long time.
It's May the 4th, so it's May the 4th be with you. So we're looking for your Star Wars impressions. You have one?
Okay.
I mean, that's as good as any Chewbacca, for God's sakes.
It's kind of a standard Chewbacca.
It's not better.
A bad one. Not a bad one, but...
I mean, hold on, I guess.
I guess Chewbacca doesn't have a lot of range. Right?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Your Star Wars impression?
Okay. Now, I hope I am. The power to destroy a planet of this battle station is insignificant to the power of the Force. Obi-Wan is there, and the Force is with him.
Not bad.
Thought we were going to get the whole movie for a second.
That's Emperor Palpatine, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. Yeah. All right, well done. Hold on. Don't go away. KLOS, hello.
Okay, the worst one, but I'll do it.
All right.
Mesa Bripos, the Chosa Pixie Mesa Duenza.
Why would you do a character that everyone hates?
Because he's like the best. Like, everybody hates me, so I might as well just keep going with the flow.
Well, you might as well go with what you got.
Sounds like a cry for help.
Thank you for calling.
I'm going to put you on hold.
super weird.
Send you a pamphlet.
We have an 800 number for you to call.
Yes.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi. You have a Star Wars impression?
Looking for someone you have, I would say. Or Obi-Wan was wise to have concealed her from us.
Wow, I like that.
Wow, those are that's a twofer.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What else you got?
Yeah.
You have more?
Oh, that's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got, yeah.
That's not enough.
I would do Carrie Fisher, but I'm not
stubbing her toe?
Right now.
Right,
okay. Yeah.
All right, you hold on, okay? Don't go away. 818-955-KLOS, your Star Wars impression.
This is United States calling. Are we reaching...
I'm endlessly delighted by the end of that song.
I know, right?
See, he keeps hanging up.
Yeah.
She can't understand it. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Andy is filling in for Sluggo. What's your name, sir? Hello?
Lawrence.
You are the winner of the Rob Zombie and Mudvayne Freaks on Parade Tour. Congratulations.
Yay!
Well done.
Can you do your two impressions for us one more time?
Looking for someone you have, I would say.
Okay, that's Yoda. Go ahead.
And then Obi-Wan was wise to have concealed her from us.
Well done.
Okay.
That is well done. That won you the tickets. You got the Rob Zombie and Mudvayne tickets. Hold on, okay? We'll get your information. Don't go away. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Andy?
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin, for filling in today. It's been fantastic.
Thank you, Kevin. And thanks for the opportunity to be on KLOS. I want to say it's not lost on me. I haven't taken it for granted. And you and I have known each other a long time. We met each other at another station here in LA years ago that I was the program director of.
Right.
But, I made it to the top of radio. But when I was a kid, 16, showing up at a radio station in a small town for the first time, I showed up with my dad's briefcase, some headphones, and a banana. And,
okay, hold up. This is a true story.
Yeah.
You showed up at the first radio station
with
a briefcase.
I wanted to look professional.
Okay.
And
headphones.
Yes.
And a banana.
Right.
Why?
So I could hear my show with the headphones.
Understood. Right. Okay. I get that part. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the banana specifically.
Okay. Well, it would be weird to bring a sock in my briefcase, but I had read somewhere.
To exaggerate your junk.
Because I thought today's the day I might become a rock star, and impressions are everything. And the groupies are going to be out there, and just in case, I better have my banana. It's not for food.
It's not for food for you.
So today, here I am with my headphones and my bag and my banana. And we look outside and see if they're the groupies? Did I nail it this time? Will today be the day, Southern California?
That I don't see any groupies, but it's possible.
A rock star.
It's possible that I just don't have a good angle.
Yeah.
Bucket They're probably list. Lined up around the block the other way.
Yeah, this is a special radio station and a bucket list item for me to be on KLOS. I almost worked here one time, as I told you, during the Pink Floyd song there, as the program director many years ago, and went to another station instead. But I've always admired it, and it's fun to be here with you, and I've really treasured every moment
of
it.
And it's fantastic for me to be here as well.
Yeah, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned that the mayor of pickleball still has to play by the pickleball handbook.
Oh, I hate that. It's not fair.
Yeah.
He should be able to do what he wants.
We proved the Riemann hypothesis concerning the roots of the Riemann zeta function, which is defined for all complex numbers with a real part greater than one by convergent series.
There was a really amazing depth to that particular conversation that we had, and I feel like a better person because
I didn't realize that every non-trivial zero of the Riemann zeta function has a real part that is one half.
Who did? No one ever told us this in school.
And we learned that Sluggo needs to be here for the show.
And I also sound like Mr. TV or Mr. Hand or Mr. Schoen, if you like, sometimes. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. So I was talking to Bay last night.
Shut up.
Okay.
How dare you?
That is a perfect example of
phrases and words
that need to die.
Stuff that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made a list myself.
Okay.
Okay, number one, for sure, my brother, my vajayjay.
So I hate it when you ask somebody a question and they will answer with, well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It can't be both.
Well, yes and no.
You go, girl. Live, laugh, love.
Oh, yeah. Eat, love, pray. Hate him.
It is what it is. My bad. No worries. Words and phrases that
need to die. Yeah.
Good looking out. Yeah, my wife tells me this all the time. I hate you, Bob.
Bob?
What does Bob mean?
Is your name Bob?
Yes.
Listen, I was supposed to give out a word so that you could text it and win $2,000 today, and I can't find the Cachosaurus Rex stuff and all that. So I'm just going to give you the word. The word is spring. You text that word to 68683. That's spring to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck. Oh, that's Cachosaurus Rex. The word for this hour for you to text is LAFC. LAFC. That is the word for you to text. 68683. That is LAFC to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. tonight. And if I knew how to start the next element, I would.
I'm scared.
Don't be. We're good. And you have until 10 o'clock tonight on the 20s.
Run for your lives.
Good luck.
In control of the equipment.
Cachosaurus Rex.
Always has road rage.
Always angry.
By the way, I'm really happy I finally came into work today.
It was nice of you to join us for the last hour. The word this hour is Tustin.
What is it?
Tustin.
Like the town?
Yep.
Tustin. I see. Okay.
Text that to 68683. That's Tustin to 68683. It's your shot to win $2,000 today.
And standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Wait to watch the BBC series Top of the Pops on this day in rock in 1967 because the Jimi Hendrix Experience was playing live and they did Purple Haze. The biggest and most profitable rock and roll tour in the history of the United States, as it was billed, opened on this day in rock in 1973, the North American Led Zeppelin tour, which brought in $4 million from the dates. It was an all-star cast at CBGB on this day in rock in 1977 for a punk benefit that included the Dead Boys, Sonic Reducer, Sonic Reducer, Blondie, and Patti Smith Group, and Suicide, and Richard Hell, and the Voidoids, and a hell of a lot more.